Orrin Holly is president of OFARM, a marketing agency for organic cooperatives. He says there should be an organized effort to keep prices adequate for producers.
There are those who would like to try to continue to tie the organic prices to the conventional prices, and of course the industry would like that. You know, they'd like to see it move up and down with conventional markets, and we're trying our very best to break away from that and establish a cost of production plus reasonable profit for organic producers in their own right.
Holly says OFARM has been evaluating cost of production and establishing target prices for several organic products in the past several days. He says so far they've only dealt with field crops, but the intent is to be the umbrella organization for all facets of the organic industry.
Very shortly, we will be expanding that into dairy and livestock and making that opportunity available to those growers that are cooperatively marketing in those categories as well.
Holly says higher prices to organic farmers reflect higher prices to consumers, but are needed to keep the industry healthy. He says the two greatest threats to producers right now are contamination from genetically modified seed and the effort by large producers to buy into the organic industry. Organic producers from the Upper Midwest are meeting in La Crosse this week. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.